Now, today, 9 Washington students are going to take their licensing exam to become the first limited license legal technicians in the nation. What that means is that they'll be non-lawyers, licensed to provide limited legal services in civil cases like divorces and custody battles. Paula Littlewood is the executive director of the Washington State Bar Association, which oversees the program, and she says these new technicians are to lawyers as nurse practitioners are to medical doctors.
Just like the nurse practitioner doesn't have to work under a doctor, they can have their own practice. A limited license legal technician can have their own practice. But their license will be in a narrower scope and limited to certain practice areas.
Here's the idea. These new technicians will be able to provide limited legal advice at a lower cost than a lawyer. This program is unique to Washington State, but Littlewood told Marcy Silman the need for this profession is strong nationwide.
There is huge unmet need in our country in terms of people accessing the legal system. So here in Washington State, our Supreme Court commissioned a study in 2003, and that study showed us, it quantified what we already knew, but that was that fully 80% of low and moderate income clients go without the representation that they need in civil matters. And I always take a minute to drill down on that moderate income family. A moderate income family is a family of four making $94,000, and fully 80% go without the representation that they need in civil matters like family law, landlord-tenant, immigration, elder law. And so our Supreme Court and a board known as the Practice Law Board 12 years ago started realizing that we needed to figure out if there was a way to bring another type of legal professional into the system that could help provide access. And that was sort of the genesis of the limited license legal technician.
You mentioned that the first study was 2003, so a dozen years ago. Why has it taken so long to get this really up and running?
Well, so when the Practice Law Board sat down to figure out, okay, how do we create this new practitioner? They looked across the country and realized there was no model to look at. So, you know, they were really creating this from whole cloth. And there was, you know, a lot of resistance from the bar. And so it went through many iterations as they tried to figure out what would this practitioner look like. And then they proposed the rule to the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court passed the rule in June of 2012, but then, as you can imagine, it took a lot to get a whole new profession up and running. And it's actually amazing what the Limited License Legal Technician Board and the Supreme Court have both done to get this program up and running as quickly as they have.
Have you had any interest from other states?
Yes, the chair of the board and I have been traveling pretty nonstop. I think we've traveled to 15 different states, Oregon and California. They put together working groups a year or two ago, and both of those states have issued reports saying they think they should do this. I know New Mexico, we visited there several months ago, and they've formed a commission, and they're looking at it. So, yeah.
You know, it strikes me that it's possibility that if these limited legal license technicians are able to give family law advice for a lower fee than a family law attorney, aren't they going to take practice away from those family law firms?
If lawyers were doing this work, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And that's not a criticism of lawyers. I mean, the numbers that I gave you, you know, 80% of low and moderate income clients going without the representation that they need. Our Chief Justice has quantified that number as 1.6 million people. So it's just a matter of how are you going to serve all of these people. And remember, the LLT is doing work that a lawyer could do, but they're doing sort of the forms work. They're doing the more simple divorce, the more simple parenting plan. The rule requires that when the LLT, a limited license legal technician, comes to the edge of their scope of authority, they must refer the client on to a lawyer. So a lot of lawyers are actually getting their paralegals licensed as a LLT because they can see that this will actually bring work to their office.
Paula, you mentioned 1.6 million Washingtonians do not have the service of a lawyer at this point. Do you think that the LLT program goes far enough?
No. And we've said all along that this is not the answer. There is no one answer to meet this need. You know, so we have an amazing, access to justice community in Washington State, civil legal aid delivery, another area where actually Washington State leads the country. And so you have that. You have the state bar has a moderate means program where we connect folks in that moderate income population with lawyers that have agreed to discount their prices. I mean, there are so many things that we need to do, but this is not the answer. It will help, you know, we hope. But with that kind of unmet need, there has to be lots of different answers.
Paula Littlewood is executive director of the Washington State Bar Association. They oversee the Limited License Legal Technician Program. Unlike law school, the LLT program only takes a couple of years. Classes are run by community colleges along with the state's law schools. Littlewood says there's a lot of interest in the course, and many classes are already getting a growing waiting list. Today, 9 Washington students are taking their exam to become the first limited license legal technicians in the nation.